What is the purpose of Hats and Roses?
So Hats and Roses was started about 25 years ago, actually. A group of ladies having a tea party in the garden saying, we want to create awareness and we want to raise funds for the Cancer Association. It has become a mainliner event for CAN, a big fundraiser, a beautiful event that everyone looks forward to, a highlight in the social calendar. So why hats and why roses? Because when a woman goes through chemotherapy, they lose their hair. And it's very often said that when a woman loses her hair and her breasts, it is two of the power elements in womanhood that are stripped away from her. So what do women usually do? They put on a hat or a beanie or a something something. And on this morning, we celebrate that part of the journey by saying, let's put on our most fabulous hat. Let's make a hat. And why the roses? Because women are characterized by the strength of a rose, because women are roses. It's this formidable, beautiful, elegant, but also very dangerous because that's a rose. It's got some pricks on there, thorns on there. So don't play around with a rose. You can get hurt as well. But Hats and Roses is this absolute embodiment of womanhood and honoring the challenges that women go through when faced with a cancer diagnosis, with breast cancer especially. So we ask the ladies, don your hats. Put on some roses and let's celebrate life. The beauty and the bitter, the sour, the sweet, the tears, the joy. It all goes in ebb and flow of life, and that is what breast cancer is all about. So Hats and Roses is that beautiful morning where we honor and celebrate those women who have gone ahead of us, passed away. And we don't just celebrate their lives, sadly, we also say you have truly fought the battle bravely, and we honor and we salute you.
Now, how does this event support cancer patients and survivors?
So it's a massive fundraiser event. Our target is always to raise at least a quarter of a million during those 3 hours, the morning. To have a fun and interactive session, obviously, and to entertain our ladies. We usually aim for about 500 ladies in the mornings. We have had blessed mornings in the past where we had up till about 1,000 ladies in larger venues. But on average, we have about 500 ladies that come together that morning in a big pink hall, a banquet hall full of positive energy, and we raise money. Our target is usually about a quarter of a million Namibian dollars. And this money is then invested into our women's health community clinics, where we then do the screenings, breast cervical cancer screenings, because these are our two top female-affecting cancers. And then we can actually help these women to get screenings either 100% for free or at a 50% subsidized rate. And if they need a mammogram or a biopsy, then we can help them. Many of the women who are financially vulnerable can truly not even afford that biopsy or the mammogram. So then we pay for it as Cancer Association from those funds.
Now, how has the event evolved over the years in terms of participation and impact?
Ah, so like I said, a garden tea party. Can you imagine? 17 ladies. That's already a big garden party for me. 17 ladies sat under a tree and started with this dream 25 years ago. And today it is one of the biggest fundraising events that we host as Cancer Association. From the Hats and Roses, Cup for Cancer sprouted, the smaller types of Hats and Roses throughout the country. We've started hosting these little Cup for Cancers this year from June already in various towns across the country. And the official Hats and Roses brand has got a huge event always in Windhoek, where we have about 500 ladies, and in Swakopmund also 450-500 ladies. So it has become a massive commercial enterprise as well to raise funds for women's health in our country.
What is the main highlight of Hats and Roses this year?
Yeah, I think every year it's the big artists and who we're going to get in.
Yes.
And this year we are very excited that PJ Powers Tandeka is joining us. Now, we all grew up with Jabulani. And this was actually one of my, well, it was and it still is my favorite song. I remember my grandmother and I dancing to Jabulani. And I never realized what was Jabulani until growing up. And it was all about the ball. It was the Jabulani ball. And then I said, well, we're singing about a ball. And what is this? But it's about the strength and the courage and the determination and to dance and to celebrate about life despite the challenges of life and that it presents.
Yeah.
There must always be challenges. If life is too easy, I think it's perhaps not worth living even. Because
it's boring.
It's boring.
Yes.
Through challenges we grow. So I'm very excited that PJ Powers is going to be joining us. And she went through a very challenging journey herself. She struggled in her career. She struggled with her own persona. She struggled with some addiction problems as well. And she today shares how all of these challenges made her a stronger human, empowered her, made her better, that she can now give back. And like she says, in her final journey of her life, she looks back and she reflects on the mistakes that she's made, and she says, these are the lessons that you can learn. And this is something that I learned from her. You can share those lessons and you can warn, but we all need to go through our own trials and tribulations. You can't be empowered through someone else's challenges. You grow through your mistakes and through the sadness and the hardships. And that's what we're going to be sharing this year. We're going to be talking about the challenging roads of life, but we're also going to be celebrating life and dancing.
Yes.
I love that. We have to dance in
life.